In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. May the Lord be blessed, both now and forever. All creation sings hallelujah unto the Lord. Just a couple of days ago, it was the 21st of June, and something happened on the 21st of June. What happened is that the mass that we call the Earth was pointed toward the sun 23.5 degrees below the equator. Starting on the 23rd, this great mass, this great ball, it's really an oblate spheroid, that's what they call it. It's really not a ball, it's an oblate spheroid, more like a pear. This great oblate spheroid now starts to move up toward the equator, and the days will be getting shorter. And it happens that on the 21st of September, the whole world will experience 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness. But starting the 22nd of September, this great mass called the Earth will begin to tilt toward the north. And on the 21st of December, we'll have the shortest day. And then on the 22nd of December, it starts to tilt down again. You see, what are you telling us these things for? Because this is magnificent. This is God. Who could do a thing like this? Like, who could do a thing like this? But God, who set it into motion. Like, who could do a thing like this? This is magnificent. We can even tell when it's going to happen. We can tell when the tides are coming. This is God's order. The order of God. The order of God. And you know, you don't have to have too much smarts to think that if this is what's happening, there must be someone behind it. Who could do these things? These things just don't happen. These things just don't happen. It's like winning the Megabucks 45 times in a row. It's impossible. The odds are completely impossible. They, you know, they tell you, you know, what are the odds for becoming a musician in the symphony? And they'll say 1 in 18 million. What are the odds that this Earth begins to change its position toward the sun? What are the odds? And that it continues to rotate, and we have day and night, and night and day. And we have seasons, and the tides obey his word. What are the odds? There are no odds, I'm telling you. This is God behind this. This is God. This just didn't happen. And how did it get into being? You know what I'm saying? How could something be into being if it was not spoken into existence? I have before me a glass. This glass just did not appear to me. You understand what I'm saying? Someone in a glass factory made this glass. I don't have to be so stupid to think, you know, it just came about. It didn't come about. Someone made this glass. I have before me a Bible. It's big. Someone had to translate and print it. It just didn't come. It didn't fly out of heaven. I have a fan in front of me. It's blowing. Hallelujah. It's blowing. I'm going to tell you, someone had to make it. And these are piddly little things. What about the earth? What about the oceans? Did they just come about? The Big Bang? Who banged it? Who was the one who gave us the Big Bang? I don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? Give me a break. But from all time, people did not want to worship the Creator, but the creature. Listen, I'm reading from Romans 1. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They worshipped and served the Creator more than the creature. This Creator who is blessed forever and ever. What did they change the truth of God for? For the image of a corruptible man to worship, or birds, or four-footed beasts, or creeping things. They changed the truth of God, who put this world into existence, into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Listen to the next one. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women changed natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in with lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly, convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them and what they do. Romans 1 is telling us, because we do not worship the Lord, because we have given up God, we have to put something in its place. And what have we put in the place of God? We always put the creature. In times past, they would put animals and worship animals. Remember the golden calf. Or they would worship four-legged beasts. Or they would worship angels or something else that was not God. Or now people worship the earth. We have our witches. I'm a good witch. I'm a bad witch. I'm a white witch. I'm a black witch. They worship the creature rather than the Creator. They worship Mother Earth as goddess. That's something. But you see, can I tell you that Mr. Newton told us something that I want to tell you today? For every action, there's a reaction. Okay? Let me tell you this. I have a left hand, and I'm going to push my left hand against the wall. And as I push my left hand against the wall, the wall is pushing back with me at the same intensity. Every action has an equal reaction. That's Newton. Can I tell you, when you start worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, you know what the Lord says? For this cause, worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, God gave them up to vile affections. God gave them up. Imagine, we have gay marriages in Massachusetts. Isn't that wonderful? It's become a law that people can marry. So it's no longer Adam and Eve, it's Adam and Steve. Or Madame and Eve. You know, it's all foolishness. How far have we come from worshiping the Creator? How far have we come from worshiping the Lord himself? How far have we come that we have worshiped the creature and God gave us up? In Massachusetts, he's given us up. That's what the Bible says. Okay, I'm not saying this. That's what the Bible says. That because we do not worship the Lord, God has given us up. Because we worship the creature. Now, what's the creature that we can be worshiping? Money? Oh, yeah. Prestige? What does the world think about the church, you know? We want to have all the right people thinking good about us. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I just want to say the right thing so that everybody will love me. No. I will not just say the right things. I will say what is right and what is true by the grace of God. I do an imperfect job of it, but I will say it anyway. I do not want God not to be worshipped. But because we have worshipped the creature rather than the creator, God has given us up. And no one ever talks about this. I was taught this by Father Thomas Buckley in the seminary. This was the only good course that I had in the seminary. I was taught this because this man was a prayer and a believer. For every action in the physical world is a reaction. I push against the wall, it pushes back at me. In the spiritual world, it's the same thing. When I worship the creature, God gives me up and gives me what I deserve. The lustful experiences of men for men and women for women. Vile. Worshipping creatures. Disobedient. Miserable. Profligates. Fornication. Envy. Murder. Backbiters. Haters of God. Lovers of themselves. That's right. But you see, I guess we don't believe the Bible anymore. You know what? It's, you know, we take on the term live and let live. Well, you know what? I can't change the way people live, but I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to agree with the way people live, okay? I don't have to poke fun of them. But you know, for every action in the spirit world, there's a reaction. What could be the reaction that we're getting now? Oh, do we find in Boston murders? Oh, yeah, people are going shooting kids in Dorchester. They just go by shooting kids. Do we find envy? Oh, yeah, everybody hates the rich now. It's all about hating the rich. Those are the right people to hate. I don't hate the rich. You know, they got their money by working. You know what my mother used to say? If you want money, go to work like your father did at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't you envy the rich. You can have anything in the United States if you want to work for it. To my mother said, don't you envy the rich? That's a sin. That's a sin to envy the rich. The rich are the people to hate now because, you know, they have money. They earned it. If you got on your knees and off your backside, you'd have it too. But, you know, who talks like that? You know, who talks? And I care about the poor. We feed the poor. We clothe the poor. Somebody came the other day. He was filthy. So we brought him in somebody's house. He took a shower and I clothed him. So it's not that I don't care for the poor. But I'm telling you this. You envy the rich. Go to work, my mother would say. Get off the dole. You're nothing but Obama's plantation people. Now, I know some people have to be on the dole. I know some people have to be on the dole. I understand that. But Obama is making slaves out of the poor. That's what he's doing, making slaves out of the poor. And don't you tell me he's our black president. He's as much white as he is black. He had a white dad and a black mother, okay? So he's as much white as he is black. And it has nothing to do with his color. It has everything to do with his philosophy. His color means nothing. I don't care if we have a green president. As long as the president is a man that will do the right thing for the country and for the people. But you know what? So we worship the creature rather than the creator. You know what happened? So God gave us Obama. I said that before the election. I said, if God gives, if we get the Obama in here, this is the wrath of God, that God has taken his hand upon us, taken his hand off of us. My Lord. Do we need to pray for Obama? Yes. Why? For your own sake. That he change. For your own sake. If you think it's bad now, wait till January of 2011 when all Bush's taxes are taken away. You'll see what's going to happen to the stock market. You'll see what's going to happen. We owe $11 trillion. He's already, in 18 months, given us a $4 trillion deficit. $4 trillion. Do you know what a trillion is? It's 1,000 billion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. You know what a billion is? 1,000 million. You know what a million is? 1,000 hundred thousands. Or shall I say 10 hundred thousands? Made a mistake. 10 hundred thousands. So, when you exchange the worship of the true God for another God, God gives you up. Do you understand me? To profligate living. To profligate living. To profligate living. Men exchange their experience of sexuality for men, and women for women. You don't have to go very far about the White House, okay? Some of the people that our dear president has given us, we know what their sexual orientation is. They can wear earrings and pearls all they want. It's kind of sad and it's kind of pathetic. It's kind of sad and it's kind of pathetic because this nation has turned from God. This nation, which was a covenanted nation, and the Lord has literally taken his hand off us. That's why he needs people that would cry out for mercy. That's why he needs people that would cry out for our children. That's why he needs people that would give their life to Jesus. That's why he needs people that would worship and praise him the way he deserves. That's why he needs people to be a remnant, as Joseph Ratzinger said 31 years ago, or 41 years ago. That's why we need people that are righteous. Because for every action, there's a reaction, and for every spiritual action, legalizing homosexuality to be married in the country, there's a spiritual reaction. For taking embryonic stem cells, taking God's creation, and using them to clone. You know, you drive on Starro Drive, there's a cloning building. That's the one that I believe Travellini got the big money for. Yeah, cloning. No one says anything. There's cloning going on. Right across the Charles, and that's something. Cloning. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful. Well, for every action to clone, there's going to be a reaction. Did you see what happened in Canada yesterday? Getting closer. There was an earthquake. Getting closer. Do you have earthquake insurance on your homes? I do. Because for every action, there's a reaction. Earthquake insurance does not cost very much. It's only costing me $80 on our family home. I've got earthquake insurance because you know what? We in Massachusetts are on a fault. And we have sinned grievously against the Lord. And yesterday there was a five-pointer in Canada that hit Brookline. That's something. It's getting closer. Do you have earthquake insurance on your home? Call your insurance agent today. It's not very expensive. Because if your home falls, Jack won't build it up anymore. The house that Jack built is what you'll have. Well, you don't have to listen to me, you know. Every once in a while I do say something bright, but do you have earthquake insurance on your home? We are on a fault. You know what a fault is? It's like one land, part of the land is high and part of the land is low. And if there's a shift in the earth, you're going to have a big, big earthquake. But we've never had earthquakes here. Well, it started yesterday. Has God given us up? I don't know. But we have given him every opportunity to give us up. We have worshipped money, prestige, hated the rich. We've kept the poor on the dole. We don't feed the poor. At one time, do you know, the church used to take the poor in, like Mother Cabrini and Andre Bessette. They're all saints. I don't think we're going to have any saints anymore because we don't really take the poor in because, you know what? What will the lawyers say? Kind of pathetic. I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you have earthquake insurance? I do. You should call your broker today. I'm not going to get any money out of it. It's for your own good. We don't know what's going to happen. Because we have given God up to our reprobate minds. Take it or leave it. It makes no difference to me. I'm just telling the truth, you know. And store water in your house, God forbid, if there's any problem. Just do the best you can. Continue to seek the face of Jesus and don't worry about what's going to happen. You think I worry about this? I have no time to worry. I have time to preach. Not to scare you. I don't scare you. I'm like a watchman blowing the trumpet. Da-da-da-da-da-da! And if people want to listen, they can listen. If they don't, they don't have to, you know? I'm expressing terms as the Bible expresses them. I happen to believe the Bible. And if we've ever worshipped the creature rather than the creator, it's today. And that means read Romans 1 and 2. Read it, please, for yourself. Read it carefully. Go through it. Read it a second time. And then read it a third time. And then read it a fourth time. And then read it a fifth time. Listen, between July 18th and 22nd, we're having Revival Glory. Hallelujah! The 18th to the 22nd at Holy Rosary. The 18th to the 22nd. That's in place of the retreat that I do, Revival Glory, between the 18th and the 22nd of June. The number to call is 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And if you want to come, already people are starting to get their reservations because the church does not hold very many people, and it will be first come, first serve. It's as simple as that. 617-846-1210. This is going to be a night session on a Sunday from 7 to 11 in the evening, and then on Monday a morning session and a night session. Morning session 10 to 2, then 7 to 11, all the way to Thursday. 10 to 2, 7 to 11, 10 to 2, 7 to 11. Come to as much as you can. We're going to be having wonderful speakers. We're going to be worshiping the Lord. We're going to be telling him, you are the only God. We don't want to worship anyone else. We don't even want to even think about anyone else. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to tell you that Jimmy the Roofer is doing such a good job, but two people tried to rip him off. But I'm going to tell you, you know how he dealt with the people trying to rip him off? He says, let God take care of you. Because you know what? I'm not going to fight with you. That's a man. That's a man. He says, you know, God will take care of you, and he's going to take care of me because I don't have to fight with you. His number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, and I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills during the summer. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. God has been faithful to us since 1984. Blessed be his holy name. He is the one that gave us this ministry, and he is the one that has kept us, and he is the one that is keeping us. I'm going to be very proud like St. Paul, and I'm going to say there is no priest in the diocese that could ever do this kind of work without diocesan help. You know who is that priest? Me. You know why? Because I'm God's favorite. And I suffer like a bandit. May Jesus Christ be praised. He's worthy. And today at 4 o'clock, we're praising God at the Holy Rosary. 4 o'clock, we're praising God at the Holy Rosary. 4 o'clock, come and worship with us. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.